Research shows African Americans are less likely to access treatment for mental illness. Cultural norms and the stigma associated with having a mental illness are partly to blame, according to Shardae Smith, Assistant Professor of Human Development and Family Studies at the University of Illinois. Smith spoke with Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman about the reasons disparities in mental health treatment exist for African Americans and why many mistrust the medical system.
This has stemmed from really a lot of cultural events like the Tuskegee experiment that happened to African Americans and other systemic injustices where African Americans were treated unfairly. And there's also negative beliefs around mental health care, and relatedly, there's shame connected to this. So these messages that are coming out surrounding mental health issues, such as one is crazy or an assumption that an individual or the community failed in some way, which led to these issues. And for those who are part of a religious community, sometimes it's connected to not having enough faith in God. So there's a lot of these cultural messages, mental health messages that are transmitted over generations, through the media, through various different systems that create this stigma.
Can you maybe explain a little bit more about the role of systemic racism in all of this?
Sure. When we're thinking about systemic racism, it really is the institutionalization of racism through policies and practices that show up in all of our systems. And it's through the systemic racism that mental health issues arise and that they're maintained. So, for example, living in an impoverished community with less access to proper food and nutrition can be very stressful and can create mental health issues and mental health problems among individual family members. Another example could be the funneling of Black youth through the justice system, where they're more likely to either go to jail or be a part of the system than to receive proper mental health care. And there's also inequalities in our education system, which can create gaps in wealth. And so this can lead to mental health problems, but through systemic racism, there's a lack of again, access to proper mental health care, cultural biases that may happen or occur from our health providers, misdiagnoses such as attributing certain behaviors to delinquency as opposed to survival coping strategies for the trauma that they have faced.
What is the role that trauma plays in all of this?
Yeah, trauma plays a huge role and really the disparities that we see causes trauma, and then a lot of times that trauma goes unaddressed and it's not named as such. And so, again, there's difficulty finding treatment for this trauma because we don't have a name for it.
When we say trauma, what are some things that we're talking about?
Sure. So trauma could look like, especially race-related trauma, could be the traumatic symptoms and experiences emotionally, psychologically, physically, that manifest as a result of experiencing one or multiple events. Sometimes we think of trauma when it pertains to like natural disasters or through sexual traumas or through a car accident, for example. These things are traumatic events, but sometimes we don't think about race-related trauma as being a part of that. And that's really important for us to include that into our understanding of trauma and how it can affect particularly marginalized communities and African Americans. And to loosely quote Kimberly Crenshaw, if there's no name for a problem, you can't see a problem. And when you can't see a problem, you can't solve it. And sometimes we don't name these traumas as racial traumas that Blacks and African Americans are experiencing.